Florida, November 2000. The White House contest between the Republican Party candidate George W. Bush and the Democratic Party's Al Gore was ultimately determined by a post-election recount of Florida's paper ballot cards. In the next presidential election in 2004, many U.S. states decided to abandon paper systems and instead use touchscreen computer voting machines. But in embracing this new technology, new vulnerabilities have arisen. The credibility of a democratically elected government begins with balloting the public believes to be fair and accurately counted. And as the technology of voting advances, election officials have to take new steps to ensure accuracy and, with it, credibility. In Montgomery County, Maryland, as is true across the United States, election workers get special training in setting up and operating electronic voting machines. This instructor cites the steps taken to ensure the integrity of what the machines record.
These machines are prepared under 24-hour cameras and security guards and people from both parties when they are prepped and set up. Once we open them up, we are with them every second until we relock them.
On the surface, using touchscreen machines to select candidates and tally the results would appear to be a big step forward. But analyst Gary Kalman at the independent U.S. Public Interest Research Group in Washington, D.C., cites a significant shortcoming.
Many of these machines, it is very difficult, if not impossible, to actually audit the results. So if there is a challenge in a recount, all you can do is look at what the machine says. If the machine was wrong, there's no way to verify or figure out through any alternative system whether or not the machine is accurate.
These concerns about verifying what an electronic voting machine recorded have prompted some observers, including Benjamin Ginsberg at Johns Hopkins University in Washington, D.C., to call for part of the traditional balloting system to come back.
Look, wherever you have a computer, it's possible to tamper with it, and that's why you need to have a paper backup. But I think there have been numerous dry runs, numerous studies, and the computer touchscreen with paper backup is about as safe as you can get.
This paper backup that Professor Ginsberg favors would be a printed receipt of someone's votes that would be saved by election officials and used if there is an election recount. Unfortunately, many of the electronic voting machines now in use do not create receipts. So states and counties will have to purchase many millions of dollars worth of new equipment to have this capability. But ultimately, what is at stake is the credibility of the election system in a democratic society. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.